How about, is there any public swimming pool sort of not allow Chinese or other ethnic groups to go in?
Well, they may have, but as far as my concern, I don't know much to say, because only one time a swimming pool I went in there.
Uh-huh.
And when I went in, as smart as the Oriental, and I'm Oriental, and I think I see one or two Oriental swimming over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's only swimming pool, public swimming pool I've ever been in.
Yeah, but did you ever heard about, hear about people
not
about
too
that?
Much about it.
Okay, how about the beach? You know, you can just
the
go
the beach,
in.
You could go anywhere, mm-hmm. any beach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The only thing, probably some, they might don't like you, they just because you're Oriental, they might try to make trouble with you. In fact, it's even walk down the street up the downtown even.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk there, if they don't like it, they start to swear at you and call you a different name. A lot of time when I hear something like that, I just go in one ear and go out there and keep walking.
Mm-hmm. And in the beach, the same thing.
The beach, the same thing. It's just my own business.
Mm-hmm. Do they, what kind of harassment? What type of harassment? They just swearing?
Yeah, just like one time, Shmara and I went down, I think it's Ocean Park of Venice or Ocean Park, I forget, one of the beaches.
Mm-hmm.
We went in the restaurants,
mm-hmm.
neat,
mm-hmm.
and it's an American restaurant. Went in there, and but I think that's Ocean Park, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a bunch of the young kids, you know, and started calling you Chinaman, this and that, you know, in front, in the door while we're inside eating.
Mm-hmm.
And he started calling me all kinds of names, different things. He wanted to call me up, want to fight me and all that. So we didn't pay attention to him.
Mm-hmm.
We just eat and went out in the backyard, back door.
to avoid, yeah,
avoid
any
yeah.
troubles.
Anything like that, we're always trying to avoid. No,
uh-huh.
We don't want to get in trouble.
Uh-huh. Was that, you know, happen a lot of time, or is just a few times that?
That's maybe once or twice, or just about a few times for me, not too much.
Okay.
Right.
So actually, it was just like a few people did that.
Exactly. Right. Like the light down in Chinatown now, the old Chinatown now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few group of Chinese over there, and they're pretty good fighters, see.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always looking for people like that, like some white people come in a restaurant or down the street and call Chinaman and things make noise. If they're here, they come right in and beat them up,
mm-hmm.
in Chinatown, see.
Mm-hmm.
So hardly, they don't dare to come down Chinatown and start talk like that.
Mm-hmm.
Only very few, and that very few get beat up.
Looking for trouble.
Yeah, looking for trouble,
uh-huh,
and they get beat up.
Uh-huh. But you say if you go down downtown,
mm-hmm.
then they were
people, yeah,
they would do that.
They
to
would
you.
Do that, but we try to avoid. We try,
uh-huh.
If they come this way, we go the other way.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know these
yeah.
certain people.
Yeah.
What would you think about in general, the American people treat you? Because I know that you deal with quite a few American friends.
Well, I do know it's time when, like, back in when I first came to the United States, back is it 23, as far as I remember,
mm-hmm,
of.
Mm-hmm.
Between 23 and 30, it's the worst. They got any place they go, they call you a Chinaman and all different kind of name. And then you try and look for a job, you're hard to find a job. They won't hire any Chinese at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned that.
Yeah, and they're rare. If they don't like you, just because you look, they don't agree about it, they start trying to beat you up. Because it's very, very hard for the Oriental to go downtown, different places by himself. Very hard.
In Midland, the same
yeah.
thing, even the small town.
In Midland, the same until at first I got a lot of fight when I got in there.
Mm-hmm.
With
yeah.
the kids, see? And after, actually it's not a fight, after when we finish fighting, we start shake hands and become friends.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
That's how I meet a lot of friends over that way. We,
right.
And then everybody liked me for about a couple of years, like that, off and on, off and on.
Uh-huh.
And then that's where everybody, the whole Midland know me.
Uh-huh. And how about coming to L.A.? Did you find that, you know, you say 23rd and 30s was the worst time.
31. I come
and
over in L.A.
Yeah,
31.
And after you came here, how did you find that you were treated by?
About the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
All the way through, the same. Because only thing that I just don't pay attention to them and just mind my own business.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Seems like you found your jobs mostly through friends' introductions.
Mm-hmm.
So. and mostly Chinese friends, but sometimes you see work for the American people too. Did you ever try to look for a job on your own in American business world or American firms?
No, I never did. I said when I hitched my way out here and when I come there and look for a job.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. It's very few time.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I guess I'm pretty lucky. Once I get the job, I hold my job pretty long time.
So uh-huh, I see.
And each place I go to, when I want to quit, they won't let me quit.
Uh-huh, I see. Yeah. Well, sort of backtrack a little bit. 1935-36, you say you went to Belmont for a salary.
Yeah.
I think you went back to China in 1936.
36,
Why did you decide to go to China and you quit school?
Well, that's doing it right at the picture named Good Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I made a little few cents, a few dollars.
Exactly. And may I ask how much
I think
do you remember?
Well, I don't remember. I would say around between $300 to $400.
Mm-hmm.
See, the whole picture.
Whole picture.
And that is good money.
Was that a contract or it was day by day?
It's day by day.
And you accumulate that much money?
Yeah, accumulate all that, see. And then my honest Tom said he wanted to go back to China and once a year, maybe every other year, maybe once a year, he'd go back to China. And this time, he asked me, so will I go back to China? And I said yes,
mm-hmm.
right away.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I got in. The fare only cost me $150 round trip
uh-huh.
on the boat. See?
Uh-huh.
And that's President Hoover.
President Hoover.
Yeah.
Star from San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
So when he asked me, I go to China one. That's how I got back in China.
So you went with him?
I went with him, yeah.
Uh-huh.
See? And on that boat, I also, that's on my way back, I think. That's where I met. Well, anyway, I went to Hong Kong with him, and I expect to, come back with him, stay there for maybe about 1 or 2 months,
uh-huh.
come back. Instead, I didn't come back with him.
Uh-huh.
I went back in the village,
uh-huh.
and he's in the Hong Kong,
yes.
and he waited for me to come back. I didn't
uh-huh.
show up, so he come back himself.
I see.
And
did you
I got married in that time,
uh-huh.
back in 36.
Was that your intention also, is try to see if you can get married in China?
No, that was not my intention at all.
Uh-huh.
My intention was just go out there and
visit the old village. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
how did you get to meet your wife? And
well, actually, I never did know my wife at all because once during those time a year there, he said that when that ripe age
uh-huh.
to get married, and the people back in China know you already from the United States.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about Kim San, see?
Uh-huh.
And boy, they're all happy, and they say, well, time to ripe age, they're all the Ling Sang, in other words, what would you call that? Ling Sang. Ling Sang is,
Ling Sang
means imitation to see their daughter.
Uh-huh.
Say, look at their daughter, see?
Uh-huh.
So, see if you want for his wife or not, see?
Uh-huh.
So I said, well, they started, a lot of invitation come in to me, see?
Uh-huh.
And not to me, I meant to my grandmother.
Okay, your grandma still living,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so my grandmother told me, said, who'd you like to see? Let's go over there and see first, go so.
Uh-huh.
I said, all right. So she's the first one I went on to see.
Oh,
my wife.
Oh, nice. Uh-huh.
I said, well, that's okay with me. And he said, why don't you look at it? I said, no, if I go look too many, I get, I don't care about it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
If I look too many, you get mixed up. So I said, that's it. If you want me to have you want me to get married, all right. If not, forget it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going back to the United States.
Uh-huh.
See? So right away, they made the arrangement for my marriage.
So that was fast.
Yeah.
And did you have any sort of feeling, it seems like you are pretty willing. Did you have any sort of other kind of feeling, like since you were having in America for so many years and thinking about finding a girl here, or there was not so many women here?
Well, actually, as far as my concern, I don't care where I get married.
I see.
Because I got a lot of friends over here, a lot of girlfriends over here.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
In fact, one girlfriend want me to get married to her,
uh-huh.
And there's another girl that I was, when I was in China,
mm-hmm.
in fact, she is the only one that wrote me a letter.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
When I'm coming back.
But then you didn't really thinking about getting married.
No, I didn't think about getting
married. Until you got back to, was that more or less the family sort of a pressure, or you think, oh, our family wants to get married and you get married?
Yeah, that's what I feel about it. So, you know, in China, when I all I learned is that when you're a certain age, your parents get the girl and
uh-huh.
then you're married.
Uh-huh.
I said, that's the way I have in my mind, see?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I said, well, because I didn't want to go through trouble, take too much time to look all over the place for the girl. So the first one I see, that was it.
So was the wedding a big banquet, a big ceremony?
It is a big ceremony.
Uh-huh. Can you describe that a little bit?
Not too much. They
booth.
What you call it, like a house, you know. In
mm-hmm.
other words, a hut.
Uh-huh. Hot house.
Yeah, hot house. Yeah. You know, with bamboo
yes.
and a big place, and they said so they could cook in there. And so then they set the table in there.
Uh-huh.
Then you start invite the village people only,
uh-huh.
from 18 and up.
Uh-huh.
See, invite the people, in the whole village.
Wow.
See? So that's where we write the invitation from
uh-huh.
18 and up. See?
Uh-huh.
So that's why we have all this big banquet there. We have about, I think I'm in the day 3 days or something.
Three days banquet.
Yeah.
So that
yeah.
people just coming and eat
yeah.
and go and coming and
yeah.
eat and you have hired bakers.
Yeah, you everything hired.
Cook
and
uh-huh,
everything.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think.
In other words, you said we hired you to so fix up a banquet for us.
Uh-huh.
And what would it cost?
Uh-huh.
And that was it.
I see.
So
how about
up to the cook to
uh-huh.
put up the meal and whatever it cost for this.
Uh-huh. 3 days, were you there 3 days, you know, greeting peoples and everything?
No, I don't greet the people at all.
Mm-hmm.
They just.
This family
through,
just put up the banquet.
Yeah, banquet.
Uh-huh. So
and then we just have a sit down and went around once, and that was it.
You mean sit down?
And no, in the same afternoon, the banquet.
Oh,
I think that's what if I remember.
Uh-huh.
You know, just if they want to take a look at sit down and all that.
Oh, sit down, the bride.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Right.
So did Mrs. C actually ride on the sit down chair to
From her village to my village.
Oh,
yeah.
It's different village.
Yeah. She's from a Wong family.
Uh-huh.
See, she's from a village from a Wong family, and it's not too far away, maybe about half an hour ride,
uh-huh.
walking distance.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So they sort of actually walk?
Walk away. Not even half an hour.
I see.
Say roughly around half an hour. Right?
Uh-huh.
And we see that chair come in. See.
What did you have to prepare for welcoming the bride?
What?
In your family?
The only thing I prepare is go and meet them in the front.
Uh-huh.
See?
And
I'm the pack ale, you know.
Uh-huh,
yeah. Uh-huh. In other words, meet them and welcome them.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And do you have any sort of a formal ceremony or sort of worship the ancestors
mm-hmm.
and.
And then at the same time that they stay overnight in other words to. Keep the bride and groom awake all
uh-huh.
night long, you know, by,
uh-huh.
by there themselves playing mahjong and drinking and then they think of all kinds of jokes for the
bride
and groom to do
uh-huh.
and all that. And, you know, and what they have and want to have a good time on it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. These people are from the bride side family.
From a groom.
Oh,
yeah, bride side have nothing to do with it.
Uh-huh.
All in the groom side, in the groom village.
Uh-huh.
The bride side is none of those are coming on at all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you, on the groom side, did you have some people to go there and
no.
bring the bride over? Who
uh-huh.
come along with the bride?
It's they're the one, they're, I think they're people over there.
Uh-huh.
To hire a sedan chair
uh-huh.
and everything and bring the bride in.
Uh-huh.
So.
Did they actually have like dowry things, or in that time you don't really
have what
dowry? Yeah, with the bride, you know, the gifts from the bride.
Oh yes, yes, yes. They have. Well, it depends. How can they afford?
Uh-huh,
it.
Uh-huh.
See, hi, in other words, a suitcase or not a suitcase. They call it, you know, made a trunk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
the trunk, see how much the cloth material in
cloth
it.
Cloth materials.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
In it, depend how much they could afford.
Uh-huh.
See, and then the hoyang, all that, I'm like, I see.
Uh-huh. How about do bride, I mean the groom side, do you have to, you know, phone license to the bride family?
Well, that part, they must have. That part, I don't know. That
you
part.
Don't know.
Is,
did you have to take money out of your pocket?
No, out of my pocket.
For the whole wedding?
No, my dad sent some money back there.
Uh-huh.
And actually, I didn't put up 1 cent. Right?
Yeah, so you were just there and
yeah.
Be a groom, right?
Be a groom,
and
that's
it. Become a nice
she's,
husband.
Yeah, so my dad sent the money over here.
Mm-hmm.
Tell my uncle during that time, still in China, see? Mm-hmm. And tell my uncle to take care of the thing.
Uh-huh.
See, as soon as take care of my I think as soon as take care of everything, then my uncle went back.
I see. Did you know how much money they spent, your father? No,
really
you never
asked. No, I never
did
ask him.
Okay. How about after you get married, how long did you stay in?
November got married. I think within a couple months.
Uh-huh. And then
so
you came
I came
back.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so did you bring your wife?
No,
along?
I didn't. About 10 years after,
uh-huh.
after World War II.
Uh-huh. So
right after World War II, I'll bring it over.
Uh-huh, yeah. I see. So you came back alone,
yeah.
And you decide to... You still continuously working for
Tam
Gubbins.
Well, actually, when I took go to China,
mm-hmm.
and this W. Gim, Peanut, we
mm-hmm.
call him, nickname
mm-hmm.
is Peanut,
mm-hmm.
and he took my place to work in the store, Tam
uh-huh.
Gubbins' place. But... after I come back, I didn't have no job because Tom Gomez got mad at me because I didn't come back with him.
Mm-hmm.
See? He didn't like me to get married,
uh-huh.
and he disliked me to get married because he say I can't afford to keep with my wife, you know, take care of my wife, and I will get married. And that's what he get mad at me about. If I could afford it, take care of wife, I could. He could see that I get married,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but I said I couldn't afford it.
Uh-huh.
So he said, just because I couldn't afford it, I got married, got mad at me, you know. But later on, I got back in there, maybe about a month I got back in there. And doing that, in the meantime, that's what I told you about working in restaurants.
Uh-huh.
See, that's when George got me to this
uh-huh.
restaurant business.
Uh-huh, yeah. I see.
And then I work in a restaurant business.
Pasadena.
Yeah, in Pasadena, because I was broke.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have any money. So.
You spent all your money in China.
All my money, yeah. So that's then after I worked at the Omar Stone, then from Omar Stone that I came back to town
uh-huh.
again. So.
Oh, I see. So that's
yeah.
not after
yeah.
the war.
Not after the war. No.
Okay. Yeah. So at that time, was that the reason you came back because you spent all your money and you were broke?
No, that's not the reason. But I have to come back here anyway. I didn't like to stay in China all of my life.
Uh-huh.
See. So I come back anyway, see.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, because actually I was broke. In fact, when I was in China, I wrote to George and told him to send me some money. He did send me some money.
Was George working
George
already?
Mew.
Or oh,
no,
you mean George Mew.
George
oh,
Mew.
Uh-huh.
When I say George, I mean George Mew.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's only George's best friend I got.
Uh-huh. I see. So George sent you some money?
Yeah, he sent me a few dollars.
Uh-huh.
And then I came back on it.
Uh-huh.
And then I came back, then he sent me to just two restaurants.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I didn't like it, then I went to the Omar's Dome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And after Omar's Dome, then somehow, then I came back to Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Worked for Tom again
uh-huh.
until the war started.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
I see. Tom actually took you back.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Were you able to send money back to support your wife?
Once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have too much money to send back in that
mm-hmm.
time. Once in a
and
while.
And who did take care of your wife?
Well, my dad's the one sent the money back.
All the time?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So.
And I sent once in a while, not too many times.
I see. So your dad sent money back for your grandmother. At that time,
yeah.
did your grandfather went back already?
No. My grandfather's still here yet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So your grandfather and your father sent money back?
Well, most of my father sent.
Uh-huh. So did your grandfather actually go back to China for retirement?
Who?
Your grandfather.
Asked me to go back?
No, did your grandfather went back to China to retire?
Yes, well, grandma's always complaining, see if we could send him back.
Mm-hmm.
And then he get to that age. All this time he came over here and never went back, more than 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, I guess, on account of he was sick and things like that, and most of I was out here,
mm-hmm.
and just Dad and Mom and him and Billy,
mm-hmm.
back east on these.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's so, might as well ask him to come out and send him back from China.
Uh-huh. When was that? Around 40s?
Around 40 somewhat, yeah.
After war or before war?
After the war.
After the war.
Yeah.
But before the communists took over.
Yeah.
Okay, so your grandfather...
No, wait, what? After communists take over? Yeah, I think it, yeah.
It's after?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So he went back.
Yeah.
And...
So we sent him back on our thing.
I
all
see.
Right, Dad sent him back on it.
So did your father still sending him money after he went back?
I don't know. Probably so.
Uh-huh. Did he own the property?
I gave him some money to take, you know, gave him some on his way back.
I see.
And stay over here for a while.
Uh-huh. For how long?
Oh, maybe for about a couple of months, stay over here.
Oh, in
LA? In LA, he stayed about 6 months, somewhere around that. Huh?
For
stay over Georgia for a couple of months, then sent over here for about a couple of months over here,
uh-huh.
and then went back to Georgia again,
uh-huh.
or some way, somehow. Anyway, he stayed for about a few months over here and before he go back.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So it's like a later years then.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So did your grandfather or your father ever buy property in China or... Any investment in China?
Yes, since I came over back in 31,
mm-hmm.
23,
mm-hmm.
My dad did set money back there, had my uncle buy some land, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking up to the future in case I go back, we had something.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, my brother and sister or anybody else go back so we have something.
Right.
But he bought some land. But right now, no
yeah,
more.
I know.
In
but
fact,
was
my wife bought some land too, see,
uh-huh.
on her own, see.
Uh-huh.
So that's just all gone.
I see. Would they be able to bring in money from those lands, you know, that rent it to people?
No, there's no money bring in.
Oh, I
we
see.
We just buy this land, the Hingma,
uh-huh.
buy this land for the...
Farming.
For farming, yeah.
And the family doesn't do the farming, though.
Yeah.
Oh, your own family
my wife,
did?
Yeah, my wife
uh-huh.
and take care of our own.
Uh-huh.
See, and if my grandfather's property,
yeah.
they all take care of.
I see.
See. And then my uncle is take care of his own.
Uh-huh.
You know.
I see. What kind of crops did you have? Rice field?
Rice. Mm-hmm. All rice. On.
I mm-hmm. see. So actually that will be part of the income.
Income.
The,
well,
your
you want to call that.
A grandmother has,
yeah.
I mean, for the
yeah.
living, say, like your wife
yeah.
Will have in, also
right.
in China, which you don't have to send money all the time back to China.
Well, once or twice a year is sent in China.
Mm-hmm.
Send
how much back. Approximately at that time you will be able to send back?
Right. As long as you afford.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Approximately
yeah.
in what the dollar
well,
amount?
Maybe about a couple $100
uh-huh.
or maybe 100 or under.
Uh-huh.
That
then
depends.
To, yeah.
yeah.
And to them, it's very, it's
very
a
yeah.
big amount of money.
Yeah, I think I remember I sent a couple of times, or twice or three times,
uh-huh.
around about $50.
Uh-huh. Would the Tom Govins push
once a year.
I see. Yeah. Would Tom Govins push you on that issue that, you know, you should send money back, or you should save money back, or it seems like a...
No, he didn't, but he did do this, though. This bamboo rattan shop,
mm-hmm.
he opened that for me.
Mm-hmm. 1938.
In 1938. The reason why he opened it for me, he said, if you're in the business, before you could bring your wife in.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see.
See?
Oh.
So that's why he opened that shop for me to work in there, so I have a background
uh-huh.
to bring my wife over.
Uh-huh.
See, that was a background.
But it didn't work
it
because
didn't work.
It was fire.
Yeah. Fire burned out.
Uh-huh. And you never tried to establish another one.
No.
Uh-huh. How about the rickshaw station? How long were you, did you operate the station?
I think don't know, a few months or a year or something like that. Actually, I do know it's time. I get mixed up in there,
yes,
you know,
right.
certain time
right,
and how
right.
long it is.
Right.
I don't remember.
Uh-huh. But was the rickshaw, after rickshaw station, did you go back to help Tom Gubbins or?
Yeah. No, after, let's see, first is the rickshaw station.
Uh-huh. You had temple
and
first and then
the temple,
rickshaw.
Then went in the rickshaw and then went in this bamboo shop.
No, the bamboo shop was before.
Yeah. I know, before, after, I forgot which,
yes,
it was all
okay.
mixed up anyway.
Okay, uh-huh.
I know I began with the temple first. Uh-huh.
But while you were...
At beginning, actually, when we moved up over there on
yes.
Spring Street, I'm still in with him yet,
right,
in
uh-huh.
the main store.
Right, I see. Yeah.
Until this little branch come out, and
uh-huh.
I started moving around.
Uh-huh. Oh, when you were enlisted, the Air Force, what was the job then you were doing right before?
Airway Communication System.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Yeah, but that, I mean...
AACS, that's what the abbreviation is.
Right.
Airway, Army
uh-huh.
Airway
Communication
uh-huh. Air Force Communication System.
Okay, that's in Fort MacArthur.
Yeah, that's the induction center. That's
oh,
when I first
center.
Got in there.
Right, okay. But just right before that, before you were in the service, what was your job before? Before you were in
oh,
the
Oh, I
Air
was
Force.
Tom Governor.
You were still
yeah.
in Tom Governor.
Tom Governor.
Okay, so you would never really go out of
no.
Tom Governor.
Well, actually this way, later on when the war started, everybody go to the air defense.
Mm-hmm.
And they were working in factories and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Building plane or building this and building that or building boat and things like that. So everybody seems to go out and do those kind of, what we call defense job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See? So I said, well, if everybody go, I might as well go, too.
Okay,
that's when I left Tom, see?
I see. So where did you go?
Well, I went to Lockheed.
Oh, okay.
For
Lockheed.
For what you call it, for the built plane.
Uh-huh.
See? Of course, I still get contact with Tom yet after I get through when I'm off. I go down his store there, you know, I mean, off and on, things like that, see? And doing that, then I move out to the apartment
uh-huh.
on my own.
I see.
See? And by myself, of course, Tom once in a while come up visit me, and I go down there, things like that. See, and you know, still communication, and all my letters still go to Tom's place over
uh-huh.
there, so the store.
So you pick
there.
Up the
pick up my mail and things like that. See, and then I quit Tom's place and went to defense work. And defense work. That's when I got inducted going to service.
Right, see? But where was your apartment at that time?
Oh, that's on Pico and Georgia Street.
Uh-huh.
It used to be was the a bus, no, they call it streetcar then. Doing that, there was a streetcar at the garage.
Uh-huh.
See,
I
car
see, streetcar garage.
Yeah. And that was on 13th and, 13th of Pico, right next to 11th Street. 11th, on 11th corner of, and Georgia Street.
Georgia Street,
yeah.
Uh-huh. So, did you have your own apartment or you shared
yeah,
with someone
else?
Yeah,
I had my own apartment.
Uh-huh. Which means that you're probably doing pretty well working in the war
yeah,
defense.
I mean, enough to pay for my apartment on that.
Were you able to make more than what you made in Tom Gubbins' store?
Oh, yeah, I made more, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, make.
Uh-huh. Was the business sort of start slower down at that time?
Yeah, it is slowing down over there.
Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why I decided
yeah.
to go out. And Lucky, what kind of work in Lucky? Assembling, parts?
I was a riveter.
Uh-huh.
And I put riveter on the planes.
I see.
Put the plane parts together.
Uh-huh. Were there many Chinese working in the same department?
Oh, yeah,
there's
a lot of Chinese and different nationalities, a lot of people
okay.
working there.
How did you get this job in Lucky?
Well, at first, you got to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
They teach you a riveter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And during that time there, I didn't have too much money, just enough to get by.
Mm-hmm.
So even, in fact, I was sent home for some money, they sent me $150.
Mm-hmm.
The $150 I pay
mm-hmm.
To become a builder.
Mm-hmm.
See, when I stay there for maybe about, oh, I don't know how many, I forgot how many, maybe 2 or 3 weeks or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Then there's a job over there.
Uh-huh.
They got me a job over there.
Uh-huh.
That's how I went back over there and got a job.
I see.
And then when the job, I started and get a little better pay.
I see. When you apply for going to school, do you have to take a test or what? Or are you just sending the money and the register?
What do you mean taking the test?
You say that you need some training at school.
Yeah, you got to pay for training.
Yeah, but they don't, give you a test.
Oh, no, that's just like a job create their own. Uh-huh. So they could recommend, say, here's a pupil that's been training. They hire anybody over there in Lockheed.
Uh-huh.
Even you don't train, you go over there and say, learn that they hire you. So we didn't know it, see.
Uh-huh.
But you go in school, you get a better chance to go in because they're the one listening. Say you got training, you don't understand. See?
Yes.
And so that's how I got the job over there.
What is the school's name?
I forgot over there. It's over there. It just newly opened and closed right on it all through.
Uh-huh. Was that sponsored by Kentucky or other?
No, it's just a private.
I see. And then they will recommend you. And they introduce you to Lucky.
Right. So they just, let her go in Lucky.
Placement sort of a service. Yeah. I see. So in Lucky, you work for about a year? Probably less than a year.
Maybe less than a year.
Uh-huh.